This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The release of the Twitter files over the last few weeks have provided enough evidence of a relationship between Twitter and the FBI. That is why Republicans on the House of Representatives went to investigate the matter. As more information was released, the agency issued this statement, quote, "The men and women of the FBI work every day to protect the American public. It is unfortunate that conspiracy theorists and others are feeding the American public misinformation with the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency," unquote. Jonathan Turley is a George Washington law professor who I have quoted in previous commentaries. He warned that it is not clear what is more chilling, the menacing role played by the FBI in Twitter's censorship program or its mendacious response to the disclosure of that role. He concluded with this observation: there are some who would question whether working every day to protect the American public should include censoring the public to protect it against errant or misleading ideas. There was a time when that was not a conspiracy theory. Michael Schellenberger is another person I've quoted in previous commentaries. He observed that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop since December 2019, yet they told Twitter that a hack and leak involving Hunter may occur in October 2020. He also said that it was spying on Rudy Giuliani when he gave a copy of the laptop hard drive to the New York Post. He therefore concluded that members of Congress should be extremely concerned that FBI is engaged in a cover-up. When two prominent liberals make such dramatic statements, it seems to me that there is more than enough evidence to justify a congressional investigation. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.